Sad Bronco Pipeline. Your presenters are
Catherine Mitchell,
Rachel Sharpe,
and George Millingham.
Oh yes, produced by
Richard Adams,
Roxanne Murphy,
and the one and only James Clark. Let's get started with the
sports report on the 6th of March
2006.
Not as much to report this week.
Oh yes, the 6F football team recorded a comprehensive 4-0 friendly win over Esgid for Kinver. Ben Kinley's goal was the pick of the bunch.
Year 9's boys rugby practice continues on Wednesdays, but we are still looking for more players, so come along.
Inter-tutor group basketball finishes this week, so all teams representing their houses on Eisteddfod Night have now been established.
More action next week, so watch the space. With lots of love, Mr. John.
We love you all. Okay, now, for some other reports, calling all rock bands.
Calling all rock bands!
Mr. Coburn
has an entry form of Rock the Rock.
This is an opportunity to play the Rock Cafe 2000 in Stourbridge on Sunday the 2nd of April.
Fans interested in this must have a selection of songs which may be covers or original material.
This is not a competitive event, but bands will be chosen on the merits of submitted CD.
See Mr. Coburn for more info.
He loves you all, by the way. Oh yes! The Intermediate Mathematics Challenge!
1, 2, 3, can you divide?
This challenge was taken by almost 100 of our students in years 9 to 11 in February. The results have been received and some notable performances achieved.
5 gold certificates were won in year 11.
Alex Dean.
Sophie Lubbock.
Christian Booker.
Alex Hodgson.
Year 10.
Maisie Ruddock.
16 silver certificates go to in year 11.
Abigail Pask.
Rafe Markham.
Billy Jones.
Callum Biggs.
Matt Hazelton.
Emily Steenton.
Tom Murray.
Sophie Baston.
James Harris.
And Andrew Gibbs.
In year 10, Hannah Pask.
Alenka Butchkovichera.
And Claire Clayton.
And very pleasingly from Kane Hans.
Greg Cornesian.
And Josie Colmeadow
from Year 9.
18 bronze certificates to be given to
Camilla Room.
Lawrence Derbyshire.
Sam Fallows.
And Laura Hanbrook.
From Year 11.
From Year 10.
James Mobley.
Emma Carney.
Rachel Darling.
Faye Irish.
George Batchelor.
James Gilson.
Josh Smith.
Chris Smith.
Adam Cross.
Joshua Mitchell.
And Thomas Nevitt.
And from Year 9.
Matthew Forthrop.
Esme O'Loughlin.
And Louise Warren.
Of these, Maisie Ruddock and Sophie Lubbock did significantly well to be invited to take part in another challenge.
Colourfully called the Kangaroo Pink.
And Alex Deem has been invited to take part in the Intermediate Mathematical Olympiad.
Well done to all of these.
Congratulations.
Round of applause.
Two other news.
Thursday, 16th of March, in the hall, 7:30.
Fashion show featuring 50 year 11, 12, 13 students wearing garments they have made as part of their GCSE / LS and A2 courses.
It is a charity event which hopes to raise about £2,000 for the British Heart Foundation.
All tickets will have been sold.
It has been organised by the Inner Wheel, who are the Rotary Club Wives.
Fran Rogers is the chairperson. The evening will also have up to 20 stalls featuring beauty projects such as hair, nails, dresses, etc.
The local MP will be drawing the raffle.
Now for more news from Mr. Auger.
Young Enterprise make a big impact.
South's two young enterprise companies, PPC Gifts and Brief Encounter, both had an excellent weekend at the Redditch Trade Fair in the Kingfisher Centre last Saturday.
The PPC's James Tariff, Michael Green and Joss Hitley were settling their range of greeting cards, wrapping papers and gift.
Whilst Brief Encounter with Louise Seymour, Hannah Savage, Zoe Clover, Becky Senior, Becky Elliott, Fran Haley, Rachel Minogue, Emma Deli Bovey, Alex Booker and Laura Marshall were selling their exclusive range of lingerie and gift all in time for Mother's Day on the 26th of March. Don't forget, by the way.
Both companies had a good day's trading and Brief Encounter won the prize for the best trade stand, a certificate and most importantly, £50.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Mr. Auger says that the Young Enterprise programme will be a great opportunity for Year 12 students to set up and run their own businesses for 12 months.
Gaining valuable skills in working together as a team.
Both groups now go through to the local final, which they will be up against other schools. Good luck to all of them.
Okay, now we're going on to our own stuff. There are unfortunately no birthday announcements this week because we don't know any.
We don't know any, so if you have any, just please let me, Rachel Sharp,
we have just been informed that Roxy's nan's birthday is on Friday. So happy birthday to
Roxy Murphy's nan. How about it to you for
and that's
listening.
The only one we know. So if you want any announcements, let us know.
So we can embarrass him on this podcast, okay?
Yes, because we know Mr. Edgerton loves showing them in French lessons.
Oh, yes.
Let's carry on with the strange
but true section. Okay, then, here, you know about this part of the show. It's when we
introduced it last week.
Oh, yes, we did. We tell you some very interesting facts. So just for the sake of it, we don't show you as a set up because we do tell you, you know.
Yeah, because you can't see
it. Just so you know, Kat and Georgia were right last week. The duck is the fastest flying bird.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much,
Rachel
Sharp.
Oh, yes, we proved Rachel wrong. Let's try and prove her again this week.
Okay, let's start.
Okay, then. You know soup? Yes, soup. It originated in 5000 BC.
The fastest time a pancake was tossed was in Leipzig, and he tossed it 416 times in 2 minutes. Georgia, give us the next fact, please.
Slugs have four noses.
Four? Oh, my God, I didn't know that. Really? Four noses? Okay. Yeah. Do you know that the flush toilet was originally invented by the Chinese?
Ooh. The Chinese, they come up with everything. Camels have three sets of eyelids. Why do you need them? Don't ask me. Ask them.
There's loads of sand. Them, horse riders grow extra bones for horse riding. Apparently. I don't know what bones they are.
How do they
do
that?
I don't know.
A sneeze shoots out of your nose at 100 miles an hour.
That's
the most fastest sneeze I've ever seen in my whole life.
Achoo.
Did you know the most unusual fuel is recycling cow burps?
Ew.
Don't ask me how.
That is very eerie indeed. But all true.
Next fact, please, Jean.
Yeah, I'm trying to make one up. Yeah. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain.
You know skunks? Yes, skunks.
Black
and
white.
Shoot. The spray only 2 yards, not very impressive. But it can be smacked up to 2.5 miles away.
That's pretty far away.
Very smelly.
Did you know by the time you are 70, you would easily have drunk 12,000 gallons of water.
Annie, when you get to your 32nd birthday, you would have been living for a billion seconds.
A billion seconds?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
There we go then, peeps, that's all we have.
Okay, No, we have...
Oh!
We're racing, tracking faster than light!
Brace yourselves, peeps!
Bum, ba, da, bum, ba, da, da.
Okay then. Give it to us, Kat.
It takes more muscles to frown than to smile.
So there's a message for you. Smile,
not frown. Now we have for our two presenters, Catherine Mitchell and Rachel Sharp, their own little version of this song, so we hope you enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. If you've been sad this week or not, just remember this song and remember to sing and don't worry. Cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
I love Robina.
Sing and don't worry. About a thing. Cause every little thing is gonna be just fine.
Oh, please come join in with us.
Rise up this morning.
Morning.
Smile at the rising sun.
The rising sun.
Three little girls.
Girls.
It's by my doorstep. Singing sweet songs. I feel less pure than soon.
You're insane.
This is my message to you.
Join in now.
I'm singing, don't worry.
She
about a ting.
She
cause every little ting is gonna be alright. I'm singing, don't worry. About a ting. Cause every little ting is gonna be alright.
And that was Catherine and Rachel singing their little song.
Now we have actually some proper music.
Proper music indeed. Okay then.
Our web music comes from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Have a look at music.podshow.com.
A song called "The Dog Ate My Homework"
by the Eggington Boys. Take it away, boys.
Oh yeah. I get homework every week. I do a bit every night till it's complete.
It's complete.
And in the morning I look all around, but can't find my homework, it was eaten by the hound. The dog ate my homework, yeah, yeah, yeah. My dog ate my homework, yeah, yeah, yeah. My dog ate my homework, yeah, yeah, yeah. What am I to do? Gotta find my homework for my teacher to sign.
My teacher to sign.
But it's in the belly of my canine.
My canine.
And in the morning I look all around, I can't find my homework, it was eaten by the hound. My dog ate my homework, yeah, yeah, yeah. My dog ate my homework,
yeah, yeah, yeah. My dog gave my homework, yeah, yeah, yeah. What am I to do?
Is called I Need You
by Adam McKinto.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Hope you enjoy it.
Sweat dripping from your face as we race for the greatness you may never have. Some say you'll do or die, but at least in the end you can say that you try. The stars never really go away. I'll help you if I can. We can try our best to understand. Dripping from your face as you race for the greatness you will never have. Some say you'll do or die, but at least in the end you can say that you tried.
Gene Vacation is out very soon, so get it while you can.
Check them out on myspace.com.
Yeah, myspace.com, yeah.
If you want any more shout-outs, let us know.
Yeah. Yes.
Get in touch with Mr. Cobon.
We hope you enjoyed this show.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic pipeline.
We hope you tune in next week.
Yeah, tune in next week.
We'll have more strange but true section.
And more of the sponsor reports.
And hopefully some birthdays.
Oh,
and
yes.
More short odds.
Okay,
see you next week.
Have a nice weekend, guys.
Bye.
Goodbye.